It is Sunday, September 15th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. Good morning. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Oh, it's one of my favorite times of year.
Fall?
Mid-September.
Bikes, blues, and barbecue.
Oh.
It's the last time we'll be able to hear each other for a while.
It's earlier than it has been.
Football.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to dodge football.
You can't have bikes, blues, and barbecue and a Razorback football game.
That would just be a ton of people.
It'd just blow up.
Right.
I love this quote. What's up, music editor Kevin Kinder talked to Joe Giles. He said, "We love things that move. And if they move loudly, we really love it."
Well, we're going to have a good diet of that for the next few days.
Absolutely beautiful. You know what's new this year?
What? I don't.
An air show.
Bikes fly now?
Bikes fly now. It's called Bikes, Blues, and Bombers.
Okay.
And it's the commemorative Air Force, which used to be the Confederate Air Force.
Uh-huh.
And they're bringing in a B-29 Super Fortress.
Is that what I flew in?
It is indeed what flew in. I flew in one of those 20 years ago.
This is allegedly the only one flying right now.
I can believe that.
They're old.
Yes. So don't think about that when you're up in that.
Well, it's hard not to.
Think about how old that nut, how old that bolt is.
If we get a chance to go up, I want to go. That would be so much
fun. You should do it.
I've been up in a hot air balloon and in a dirigible.
This is louder. I guarantee you
I'm
that.
I'm sure it is.
This is louder.
As is everything else, they're expecting 500,000 bikers. Well, 400,000, really. What does the other 100,000 matter?
Those numbers have always kind of been, let's face it, no one really knows.
No.
If I had to put money on it, I'm going to bet it's fewer than that. Well, it's going to be enough, but I bet it's fewer than
if
that.
If you count, okay, let's imagine I had a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ride down from Rogers, and I go one day, and I go back to Rogers, and I come back another day, I'm two people. And then if I come back a third day, I'm three people.
But we do know that those numbers, let's face it, have been, I'm not saying in the recent past, but in the past they have been inflated.
Well, there's going to be still
last year
a
didn't
lot
seem
of people.
That busy.
Yeah. Well, they have spread it out as well.
True.
And
we
they, digress. Of course, are going to have the Parade of Power, which is at 4 o'clock on the 21st, the Battle of the Bikes, which is the morning of the 21st, at the intersection of Dixon and West Avenue, and the inaugural Bike Games, which happened at the Washington County Fairgrounds. They competed in events such as a slow ride contest, a keg push, and more.
Now, what is a slow ride? This is intriguing. The slow ride is what?
I don't have a clue.
Go as slow as you can?
I think without stopping or falling over. It's something like that.
I know the silliest thing I saw at Sturgis, and yes, I have been to Sturgis once, was a burnout contest where apparently you try to leave the entire tire of your bike on the pavement.
Not endorsed by many environmental groups.
I don't understand, but it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Music starts Wednesday. Beer Garden opens at 3. Music starts Wednesday night with Foley's Van, Sarah Hughes, the Ben Miller Band, and Mountain Sprout. And we'll keep you updated through the week as the insanity grows.
And one of the most exciting things for those of us here is just walking distance away, festival food.
Funnel cakes and corn dogs.
There you go.
Barbecue food.
And deep fried Snickers bars.
And I think we'll have a song coming up from Foley's Van.
That's
actually.
Right, coming up on this program, mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent. All right, this afternoon, there is an orchid auction hosted by the Orchid Society of the Ozarks.
Much quieter than bike
Much
and
quieter.
Barbecue.
Starts at noon at Northwest Technical Institute in Springdale.
Yes.
I'm being quiet now. There is also a live on stage concert, the first one of the season.
Exile.
With Exile at 2 o'clock at Arend Art Center in Bentonville. Tickets are $25 for adults. Classical Edge Theater's Julius Caesar. Remember, it's down to 75 minutes. Catch it before it's down to 10. 2 o'clock at Gully Park in Fayetteville. And an art auction and concert starting at 2:30 at KJ's Carib Restaurant in Eureka Springs. It is, of course, a fundraiser for Save the Ozarks.
I don't think you can get any more varied than what we just talked about.
I agree.
We'll try.
Okay.
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.